Maybe this is one of his overalls.
Which?
Both Pshat,
Yeah.
I say like Raphael and Dan kind of stuff.
Oh, but last year when Parshas
No, could be we said
Emor,
we could have maybe even said maybe when we're learning in times, maybe by the end, but I don't know, I don't remember
okay.
how it came up.
Okay, so he said over now you're misaper from a cup of blood this listen to evil listen to mishal it's possible that he'd be over listen to evil he call echo noise and mishal to chaver the listener and the talker are being mocked for each other because it takes you can't talk to nobody shiavra alav and for russian batera ach is skill when misaper from a cup of blood is a khilj when misaper from a cup of ach no the misaper over blood is a bin mishal ram or what misaper is over listen to evil whether he's telling it to one person or many people. The more people listening, the more people he's being machshel. Because the more people listening, the more people that he's being machshel. But it's only if he himself heard. And if he wouldn't be there, he wouldn't have anyone else to speak to. But if he's saying Lashon Hara in front of a few people, maybe the Shema is not being over with Neiver. Only other lav. Now, this is not so simple. What's the idea? The idea is you don't need to be over the lav. So, this borders on something else. Because this is the concept of it's a betray aver denahari, b'chad aver denahari. If you have a nazir that's looking to get a cup of wine, so the Gemara says you're not allowed to pass him a cup of wine because it's lifnei iver. So the Gemara, that's only if it's betray aver denahari. It's on the other side of the river, and there's no way he could get it without you. But if it's b'chad aver denahari, and he wouldn't need you to get it. You can get it without you, so then it's not the village of Iver, but it's still an Isra Midrabon or Misayaya, the Dvar Ver Kipshuta. So, anyway, it'll be an Isra Midrabon. So, he's saying here, if you would say it without me, then it's not Lifnei Iver, but it'll be also Drabon on Ath Misayaya, the Dvar Deo Ver Ver. Fine.
What's Misayaya here?
You're also, by you listening, oh, you're not even Misayaya here because
right,
you're saying it. Okay. The thing is like this. That I don't know if they bring this down here, but this idea, okay, yeah, it could be they bring this down. This idea that if you have someone else, you're not over, with favor, is a big machlokes. The Mishnah Melech and others, some hold, and it's kipshuta like that, that it's only if he could have gotten it himself. So the cup of wine is there. And he could have gotten it himself, and instead you pass it to him, so you're not over lifnei iver. What if he needs someone to pass it to him? He can't reach it himself anyway. He needs someone. No, but there's someone else that will pass it to him, not you. So Zok Mishnah Melech, that means this guy needs somebody to be over lifnei iver in order for him to be over the lav. No, if no one helps him, so he can't be over. What?
Can't talk to him.
So I'm saying, so it's not lifnei iver. So it's still his neighbor, even though he doesn't need you, but he needs somebody. Okay? So, why? Because the pshat is, okay, if nobody would be over the neighbor, this guy wouldn't be able to do the lav. Right? That's the logic. So, for example.
So why is that different than every other case of
like,
strays?
Pechad aver denahara, the wine is right there.
Right.
He could reach for himself. Now, instead of him reaching for himself, you gave it to him. So that's not his neighbor. But let's say a case where he needs somebody, it is not you. So, for example, someone comes to me and he wants to sue another Jew in court. I'm a lawyer. So I'm being with neighbor because I'm helping him take another Jew to court. So what are you going to say? It's not with neighbor because if he does, if it's not me, he's going to get someone else to do it. Okay, but if he's not me doing with neighbor, then someone else has to do with neighbor. He's not going to represent himself.
That's a regular case. Why don't you say that's part of
it? No, most people think that that's called chad. Most people think that that's called chad aver denahara, because if I don't do, he's going to do the lav anyway.
How's he going to do the law without somebody helping him?
Oh, that's a chiddush of Mishnah Melech. Since he needs somebody.
Are you trying to say that somebody else is called Chana? He's saying that somebody else, the fact that somebody else could do it, is considered, it's not considered Trey Avid and Ari, considered that he could do it himself.
No, that's a chiddush. No, most people would say the simple cook is, if the only way he could do the law is with me, then I'm helping him,
right,
then I'm doing it. But if he could do the law without me, then I'm not really helping him. Yeah, so he could do the law without me. If I didn't do it, he would do the law anyway.
So the case of Gemara is only was one guy on the other side of the river, and nobody else would ever ask him.
The case of the Gemara, we have over lifnei. No, the case of Gemara for care. It's not over the Nahara.
But Trey Avinara is lifnei Iver, right?
Yeah.
So that's saying that nobody else is on the other side would have asked him.
No, it's saying that even if it would be a Chadavra, if he can't reach it himself and he needs somebody, but there's multiple people, whichever guy does it is the lifnei Iver. That's the point.
I'm saying, but the same case on the Trey Avinara.
No, Trey Avinara means he needs you to do it for him.
Unless it is somebody else walking by on the other side too.
So he needs somebody to do it for him. So now, let's say he could get a guy to do it for him. So that's a shayla, because he can get someone that's not going to be able to be able to help you. But no one's going to hire a guy to be his lawyer anyway. So the Maisa.
But this kid's lashon hara. You can't
speak. You're not going to talk to a guy, right?
Even if you do talk to a guy, are you ever lashon
hara? I don't know, but the point is that you're not going to talk it over to a guy, obviously. You know, it's like a schmuck to schmooze with a guy about we need another yid. So that is, Mamaisa, you need another yid to do it. So this is the Mishnah, this is the Chavetz Chaim says here, that if you're telling it to two people, you're not able to finish, it's not so posh. It's very big tzad, but that's not true. That's why he says Efshar, I think. He says, even Yesh Bolado Shem Achir and Beis Ma'aseh Efsher, they ain't over. I think it's only Efsher because there's a big tzad, it's not true. Since there's somebody else that's being over the Fnever, the only way I'm going to be over is if, you know. Now, here's a little different because what? Because if he leaves, there's somebody else there anyway. So I don't need both people. So maybe it's not like Fnever on each guy, but there's one Fnever. So. He needs someone. So there's two people here, and we're both doing with neighbor. He needs one of us. So how could you say neither of us are with neighbor?
He's talking about two.
He needs one of us, right? He can't do it without either of us. So now neither of us are with neighbor.
Right,
both of us are with neighbor. How could you say neither of us are with neighbor? So it's an interesting case. He needs both people. He's doing it. Both people are doing it right now.
He needs one of the two people.
He needs one of the two. So if he needs one of the two, then L'chara, you don't see neither is Arvel Fnever. You say both are Arvel Fnever. So I think that's a suffix. But if that's all the people came afterwards. But the first guy that was there when the Misafir started talking, it started with him, and therefore it's Zichar. Because upstairs, kulam nichtavim b'shem chaburas rasha, they are all included in the list of people that are showing. Kichin isa b'tzavas b'liyazer agadol shetziva lehorkin is benoi b'zel shaynoi b'ni alteishah b'chaburas ayman gnei mechaverim donson in a group of people that are all speaking gnei on their friends. Ki kishadvar oilum lamaylo b'sefer nichtavim chloim demshom nichtavim b'shem chaburas rasha, and everybody that is there is part of the chaburas rasha. And you do not want to be part of that group. Okay?
What's there? Chabur is Russia, as opposed to speaking Russian Hara? What's the difference?
No, he's saying is that, even if technically there's no law that you're over, even if technically not everyone's in Iver, but you're still considered as part of the group. That's the point.
You can't get out of it.
Yeah. Now, Iver Nami, I'm a Sapilish and Arab, beloved, he's Shu as har legasi aruach. A person's tzvi lashon hara is al karchacha being over the lav of being a bal gaiva. He when shu malig u mislaitz tzachaver, since he's making fun of someone else, mistamu machshav zatzmo chacham. Well, the Ish Ba'anoshel, he probably thinks he's much better than the other guy. If you know that he has many of the same or similar faults or shortcomings of the other person, he wouldn't be making fun of him. The Isser of Gaiva is very strict. And the Isser Shom, Shabur Zed, Ein Afara Ninar L'Tchias HaMesin. This could affect the person's eligibility for Tchias HaMesin. It's like Oivir Avodazar. Shechina cries over him. If during speaking bad words about someone else, he puts himself up. He's for sure over the law of Gaival. And aside for that, he doesn't get a Lamaba for being a Bal Gaival. This is very interesting time because a few things. If he speaks Lashon Hara, and this goes back to, I think, the meat that we said last time, a lot of Lashon Hara does not only have to do with what you say, it has to do with what you are about to say. Has to do with your netiyah to say. Because otherwise you could say, look, I bite my tongue. I'm not saying anything. Still about guy. I bet some hold on much better than this guy. I have such a juicy piece of Lashon Hara about him. I'm about to like throw this guy, you know, under the bus. That's a good for nothing. All he does is, yeah, I put that and say it. I mean, my gossip's rocks. And what's the difference if I said it and didn't say it?
More question.
Huh?
I need more chashma.
No, you need more chashma. I don't even say Lashon Hara. This guy says Lashon Hara all day, right? So why is he saying if you speak Lashon Hara, you're over Gassas Ruach? If you're Gassas Ruach, you're Gassas Ruach. If you're not, you're not. What's it to do with the saying Lashon Hara? The teretz is that it's the same thing. A person has the meat of Lashon Hara. It's good for the way he looks at things. A person who doesn't have the meat of speaking Lashon Hara, he's not going to look at that things that eventually go. If he's not accustomed to talking bad about people, he won't see the bad in people. He's seeing the bad because he's collecting information to give out. He's got to collect his chayra. So this way, when I sit down, you know, I have something to say about everybody. But if you're not talking about people, then you end up not being you're not focused on this guy's shortcomings, not shortcomings. This is not, you know. So l'chayra, then you're not busy donning yourself, clopping the other guy. Well, he said, not me, everyone's happy, and that's it. It's only if you're gonna have to go put this guy and start talking about him, you have to start putting him in place. So maybe that's pshat, similar to what we said last time, that it's not just the speaking of Lashon Hara, it's the midah of a Lashon Hara speaker that is that way. Okay, pick up tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Tomorrow is Tuesday night.